The flight to Dallas from Chicago was uneventful. Chase and Rebecca sat in their first class seats, holding hands the entire time, even when Rebecca went to the bathroom. The plane landed at DFW Airport, then taxied for 11 miles to the gate. As they got off the plane, a man in a crisp, rented black uniform stood nearby, holding a small handmade sign that said simply, Manhattan. Chase was puzzled. He hadn't called for a car. The chauffeur approached the couple and said, Welcome to Dallas. Do you have luggage? Rebecca thought to herself, First class seats and now a limo. I could get used to this. She felt like royalty, or even better, like a queen or a princess. After the bags were collected and carried to the curb, the chauffeur opened the door to the long, white stretch limousine. Rebecca licked her lips in anticipation. She'd never been in a limo before, except for Uncle Chuck's funeral, and that was less special because there was a dead guy in the back. The driver helped Rebecca into the spacious cabin of the limo. As she sat down, she realized she was not the only occupant. So, this is Rebecca, said the man seated across from her. Rebecca looked the stranger over and, trying to remain calm, said, Hello, Bat. Very nice to meet you. The resemblance was eerie, like when you're singing a song in your head and you turn on the radio and they're playing that song and it's at exactly the same place in the song as you are in your head. Bat Manhattan was even better looking than his brother. His wavy hair was graying at the temples and was cut short and stylish. It was obvious that Bat spent a good deal of time at the gym. His tight polo shirt revealed a rippled stomach and bulging biceps. His pressed jeans were Calvin Klein's, and they hugged his muscular thighs. They were waist size 30 inches with an inseam of 34. His shoes were freshly polished brown Cole Haans, the casual kind with that little tassel. They were slipped onto his size 10.5D feet. The only thing to betray his country club look was a large tattoo on his right bicep that said, Bite me. Chase stepped into the limo and sat down. Just what the hell do you think you're doing, Bat? Oh, calm down, Chase, you wacy. Remember how you used to hate it when I called you that when we were kids? Bat's tone was antagonistic. Rebecca, did Chase tell you he wet the bed until he was 19? Rebecca scowled at the evil brother, the kind of scowl you give to the lady in the car who zips into the parking space you've been waiting 10 minutes for. I know all about you, Bat Manhattan, Rebecca said disdainfully. And I know all about you, Rebecca, said Bat. How are things at the truck stop? With no directions from its passengers, the car pulled briskly away from the curb. Rebecca and Chase looked at each other with concern. They didn't know where they were going, but they were sure of one thing. When they got there, it wouldn't be because they wanted to be there. They were sure of that.